Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Gary Harps is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence. Gary is an entrepreneur himself, having run his own businesses in the past and having started more after that. He decided that small business owners need a little help in understanding a little bit more about management excellence. And he wrote the book called Six Disciplines for Excellence, and I'm glad he did. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. You know, I really, in the last few years, I've really started using this word excellence a lot more. And I don't know if I've ever told you this story, but when I was in college, I sold furniture. I worked my way through college selling furniture on commission, one of my jobs. And I remember showing, it's funny how these little stories stick in your mind. I remember showing a table to a lady, a wooden end table, and it was a beautiful table. It was perfectly manufactured and finished, and it was beautiful, but it was made of wood. And the woman looked at it, and she said, well, you know, it's got this little place here on it, which is part of the wood, right? It wasn't a defect. It was part of the wood. And I said, ma'am, yes. I said, that's what you get when you get wood furniture. That's part of the character. I said, you know, this is an excellent table, but it's not perfect because it wasn't made in heaven. And she said, I hadn't thought about it like that. And so she bought it. She bought the table. I made my 2% and we moved on. But you know, I one of the things I try to tell my audience is perfection is really not possible, but excellence is, isn't it?
Amen. I appreciate so much your words over and over about, you know, seeking excellence and not perfection. It's a journey.
Well, it is, and the thing is, and I like what you just said. That's the most important thing that we can think about, isn't it? Whether it's, you know, people who are religious are on, they're on a journey of faith, and in the business world. I'm on a journey of understanding, and I like the word journey is really helpful in this case, isn't it?
It is. I probably there's no question I ask business people more often than what is excellence, and it really opens the door to understanding what's in the mind and heart of a person, and what I hear over and over, and the answer is a different perspective that's based on the time and place and the kind of business. But the common theme is that it's a pursuit and not a destination. That everyone
yep.
seems to agree on that.
Yep.
And so that's
because when you get to the destination,
more insight on about the pursuit of excellence. How do you, you know, an enduring pursuit really needs some kind of enduring approach, and we think that's kind of what small businesses have been missing.
But isn't that? But I like your first step, and you have six steps of. The six disciplines, I should say, in your book, you the first thing is decide what's important. I mean, you've got to decide what kind of a journey you want to be on, don't you?
That's right. Only you can do that. No one can do it for you, and that's the critical first step.
Well, how much time should we spend on that? How much fire should we put this alloy through to get it as hard as it needs to be? How long should that take?
Well, you know, what we advise our clients is that devote some dedicated time periodically, annually, maybe quarterly, thinking about these kinds of things, and do the best you can do in that slice of time. I like to liken it to an air travel example where you go get on a plane and there's millions of dollars of equipment moving your baggage and the plane itself and to a couple hundred people on the plane, but there's a moment in the cockpit where someone keys in the destination.
Right.
And the rest of the journey and all that equipment's kind of a waste if you don't key that destination in properly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it doesn't take too much time, but if you miss that 30-second exercise, then the rest of the journey is kind of a waste. Now, on the other hand, that puts a lot of pressure on people because sometimes we don't know the exact destination, and we have to give ourselves time. It takes time, and so
if we're
people to spend some thought time on it and then move on and then revisit it again and then move on, and you learn and grow and figure it out.
Is it a good idea to start out with a general direction and then kind of tighten it up as you go? I remember my daughter when she was coming up as a teenager, she kept leaning toward the medical field. She wanted to be a physical therapist. Well, first it was a veterinarian because she loved animals, and then it was physical therapy. Then it was pharmacy. Then it was other things. And so after a little while, I said, "Honey, why don't you not worry about what specific thing you're going to do right now? Why don't you just say, okay, I think I'm going to want to be in the medical field, and I'm just going to take this journey heading in that direction. And as time unfolds, I'll find the specific direction I want to go in." And that's exactly what she did. Now she's a registered nurse.
Yes, I think that's absolutely right. And, stepping back from the individual six disciplines themselves, what we've learned by trying to apply these things with in our research is that what an organization needs more than anything is they don't need to fix the current problem in front of them. They need an approach. They need to learn as an organization, how do I solve my next problem? How do I build the capability of my organization? We refer to this as a program. You don't need a quick fix. You need some complete program.
Right.
Then, as the title of the book says, so you can learn to lead and last. It never stops. And what you think, who you think you are this year, as you live it out, you will get more clear next year, and it never really stops. So just like your daughter, the same things happen in organizations.
Well, exactly, and it is a process, you're never, when you get to the destination, folks, if you're seeking the destination, well, guess what? That's the day your name's in the paper, and it's not on the page that you want it to be on. Stand by, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. 20 after the hour, we're going to be right back with our good friend Gary Harps. He's the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, which you can podcast, by the way. You can find the archives all the way back to 99. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. Thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, lots of stuff that'll help you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can seek excellence there, I think, ladies and gentlemen. And also our knowledge base, askjim.biz, is where you can go and find answers to your questions right now. So use both of those sites to your advantage. Gary Harps is our guest. He's the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence. His last name is spelled H-A-R-P-S-T. And Gary, today is a really, really important day in the history of mankind. September 30th, 1452, is the day that the first section of the Gutenberg Bible was printed on his movable type. The world changed on that day, didn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely did. What Andrew Grove calls an inflection point, and that just changed the whole direction of the world. And one thing that might be interesting to your listeners is that, those inflection points keep coming every so often.
They're coming faster. They're coming faster too, Gary.
What?
They're coming faster too.
Yes, they are. And, you know, kind of what we're finding is that large businesses the last 20 or 30 years have invested millions, billions of dollars trying to figure out how to become more excellent. You see more programs like Baldrige and TQM mm-hmm. and Six Sigma and Lean and on and on and on, and ERP systems and CRM, et cetera. Just tremendous advancement in best practices, but the cost of those is so prohibitive for small businesses. And we think we're approaching an inflection point right now that where we can deliver whole, complete program assembled for small and mid-sized businesses using the internet and coaching
mm-hmm.
It's to do things for small businesses that could never have been done before. And it's a little bit like Gutenberg, not quite so... So foundational.
No, you're exactly right. And see, this is one of the what you're talking about, folks. When back in the last century, when you heard me saying that 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur, the things Gary's talking about is what I was talking about.
Yeah, you're right. And
this is the century of the entrepreneur, isn't it?
It sneaks up on you. You'll see an advancement here and an advancement there. Like the other day, I was reading. Book The Long Tail, and it was
right.
It was just pointing out how Amazon was based on other breakthroughs. It was based on the credit card. How good would Amazon be if we didn't have credit cards?
Right.
You know, and so everything builds on everything else. And right now, we think what our research is showing is that it is the time is now for the entrepreneur, the small, mid-sized business to implement complete program for managing their excellence in a way that was never dreamed of 20 years ago. And that's really what we've been focusing on in our research, and the results are exciting. I mean, we're seeing changes in the way small, mid-sized businesses do business.
The book, Six Disciplines for Excellence, is available wherever books are sold, but also on your website too, right?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Go ahead, give us that website, please.
It's Six Disciplines. It's spelled out, S-I-X, disciplines.com.
All right. What else will we find on the website?
Well, you'll find case studies out there of people who are trying to practice these six disciplines. And, you know, one of our big beliefs is we're on a mission for excellence, trying to help small, mid-sized organizations figure out what excellence means for them and then pursue it consistently. And, you know, so many times I like the fitness example, and I'll ask people, how many times have you gone on a fitness program and didn't stick with it?
Mm-hmm.
And we see that in the excellence world. People buy a book, get excited, and then it gathers dust. They'll pay somebody to do some research for them, and then it gathers dust. And so we have been figuring out what is a complete program. How can we come alongside businesses and make sure they stick to it? And on our website, you'll see success stories, the results of the trials and the research we've been doing. And so we're actually trying to turn this into a program that's national. And, you know, I've sold a business, and I don't really need to be in business, but I want to. I like small businesses.
Right.
And
so that's sixdisciplines.com. Gary, I've got about a minute left. What my way of thinking about excellence in a very simplistic way is excellence for me is when I work on something, I work on it as hard as I can. I do as much as I can. I do as much research as I can. I learn as much as I can about it, and I do the best I can within the time that I have, and then when it's time to deliver, I pull the trigger. And for me, that's excellence.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would just add to it that put that in a framework where you learn from it, and then the next time you will be a little better and a little better.
Absolutely.
And never stop.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you've got to be able to pull the trigger. And see, that's the difference between excellence and perfection, folks. If you're waiting on perfection, you'll never pull the trigger. Gary, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure. Gary Harps, ladies and gentlemen, Six Disciplines for Excellence, sixdisciplines.com is the website. Quick break, right back with David Dossie. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.